You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. Kind of pouring where we are right now. A little ominous those clouds are outside, but we've had mostly a beautiful, nothing to kick about, really, October, and today's maybe that exception here in Northeast Ohio, but stay dry wherever you are and stay with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 40, ESPN 850, WKNR. We take you into the locker room periodically on this show. Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com. He is also the host of the 2-Minute Drill, which we encourage you to check out daily on ClevelandBrowns.com. And by the way, while I'm talking about some media notes here before we move into the locker room, a couple things we want to talk about. One is to make sure you check out our great content and stay connected on Cleveland with the Browns and the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. You download our mobile app. You like us on Facebook. You follow us on Twitter, at Browns, and Instagram, at Official Browns. Now, more media. Browns Overtime, the TV show that follows each game, will be on at a special time on Sports Time Ohio. It's going to air at 11:30 p.m. Sunday. Normally, it's a 10 o'clock show, but with the later game, the turnaround and such from Green Bay, we're going to have that on the air to you at 11:30 p.m. Sunday. For those who tune into that, Michael Regei will be with yours truly, Doug Deacon from Green Bay on that particular show. All right, we take you inside the locker room now. Jameer Howerton chatting up DeQuell Jackson. Take it away, Jameer.
DeQuell, just after looking at the second half of that Lions game, what are some of the things that you guys learned that you can take moving forward as you guys prepare for the Green Bay Packers?
I think as a whole, from a team standpoint, we have to, if you look at all of our games leading up to this point, we've been going in at halftime with the lead. We just got to be able to understand when we make the proper adjustments heading to the third quarter and the second half of the game, we got to play much better. You know, defensively, we tend to, you know, play pretty darn good in the first half of the game. You know, the biggest thing we need to focus on is third down. Third down from a defensive standpoint, just getting off the field and, you know, making it harder for the offense to not have those easy, manageable third downs. And I think in all, just playing a team game, you know, the three games that we did win, we got efforts from special teams, offense and defensively. So we understand that's how we're going to win games, and that's what we got to always be, you know, always be alert to.
With that being said, what are some of the things that you guys doing in practice this week to get better?
Just focusing on third down, defensively. Focusing on third down. Obviously, you can't turn the ball over, but playing, you know, coming to practice with a sense of urgency, knowing that we're going to a tough place in Lambeau, and those guys are coming off two wins, back-to-back games, so they're going to be ready, and so are we.
I know you're on the defensive side of the ball, but how important is it to show support to quarterback Brandon Weeden?
I don't know what all the fuss has been about, you know, Brandon. You know, we win as a team, we lose as a team. So, and I can really speak on the defensive side of the ball. We haven't done a great job these last 2 weeks to create more opportunities for Brandon in our offense. So, for me, it's not about Brandon. It's about defensively getting off on third down, winning the first and second down, and obviously playing better in the second half.
DeQuell, thank you for your time and good luck this week.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you very much. And DeQuell, thank you. That is what a leader says, Nathan. That
Absolutely.
Is what a captain, right? I mean, putting it on the shoulders of the defense, and he couldn't have said it any better and more succinctly. And he's not sitting there saying, just buy the struggles of Brandon Weeden and be blind to that. He's not saying that. What he's saying, though, is it's a team thing, and the defense has not done its part to help him or help the whole team.
And it's good. You need that kind of leadership. And that's what I was saying. The sky falling around, the notion that the sky is falling, still a team that's 3-3, which is, you know, when we went back through and looked at the schedule, about where we thought they would be at this point in the season anyway. Yes. So they're playing to expectations, and maybe to some people's minds, they've exceeded expectations. It was a bad loss. It had a singular bad play that really stands out as something that you can hang your hat on. But I really liked what DeQuell Jackson said. There were things the defense could have done to make things easier on Brandon Weeden, and he sounded like a true leader and one of the guys that you want to have in your locker room in a winning franchise. And it was good to hear. It was very reassuring. You've heard now from Quentin Groves. You've heard from Willis McGahee, DeQuell Jackson, Joe Thomas. These guys have been around. These guys know what they're talking about. And all of them said basically the exact same thing, none as eloquently, quite frankly, as DeQuell just did. But That's good to hear. That's leadership. That's internal resolve that this team has, and I like that. They're not going to win every game. I mean, that's just a fact of the matter. Nobody wins every game in the NFL. It doesn't happen. That's why the Miami Dolphins pop champagne and get to do so every single year. That's not what it's about. It's about building, and I think that this team is showing a lot of character. I think that they're going to clean up the issues that we talked about earlier, and it sounds like they're determined to do so, and that ultimately at the end of the day is the most important thing as I see it with this team.
You know, and I think just having something of a calming voice in the midst of a storm is what is needed. What I hope is also happening, besides what he offered to Jameer Howerton, and the buzz I'm getting around the locker room and around the players in this team as well as the coaching staff, is that these discussions are happening within the team, that players are getting together and talking through a lot of what is going on with regard to not only the quarterback position, but just how things are being viewed both externally and internally. They're aware that media asks those questions about just how confident are you still in your quarterback. And Jameer getting him aside, you know, and I loved how that thing was framed, but I mean, when you hear the group address it in the locker room, you know, that the tone and tenor of all those questions, players get it. I mean, they understand what people are wondering about, worrying about, and asking about. Can you put some of those thoughts in people's heads? You might be able to, but this is where the mental toughness of this team is challenged and where I want to see it handled and overcome. And what I mean by that is you can't allow the struggles of one player, the poor plays from your quarterback or the poor plays from other players who are having some issues. It's not a singular thing.
Right.
You don't get to 3-3 with just one bad player, even if he's at the most important position or a bad performance. What I don't want to have happen, and I think is far too easy, is for everyone to get in this mode of, well, he's not getting it done, and we've got no hope with him there. We might as well just go on cruise control.
And that's what you can't have. And listen, it's all about maximum effort. We've heard a lot of talk about effort. I don't think they're going to go on cruise control. I think this is a team that is going
either.
To fight, and I'm proud of that. I know that the biggest test of their mental resolve happened between week 2 and week 3 when Trent Richardson was traded and nobody knew what was happening, and they rebounded from that. They're down right now. They're the biggest underdog in the National Football League in week number 7, according to those people out there in that pretty boring city, Las Vegas. So it's their resolve is being tested right now again with two tough road games in a row, and you know, as not as clear a path to victory as we would probably like in either one of those games, but that's the reality of the NFL. Sometimes you play teams that are very, very good, and the Browns are going to play two of them in a row on the road right now.
All right, we've got our conversation coming up, as we regularly do on this show, with Gerard Cherry. That is going to be next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a Football Wednesday. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, here in our studios, in our dry studios, looking outside at the rain that is pouring on down here in Northeast Ohio. The sky's just opening up.
It is a deluge, as we like to say.
But not here. Not here. Not inside this facility. All right, we've got more coming up for you. ESPN 850 WKNR.